Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees in Arunachal Pradesh. Says Arunachal is not only the land of the rising sun, but also a cradle of patriotism. Prime Minister says Navratri festival is very special this time as it coincides with the beginning of GST Bachat Utsav. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan releases four books containing compiled speeches of Prime Minister Modi titled Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to hold talks with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in New York today on the sidelines of 80th United Nations General Assembly session. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accuses the UK, Canada and Australia of rewarding terrorism by recognizing the state of Palestine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched infrastructure projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees in Arunachal Pradesh, highlighting the state's growing role in energy and regional development. PM Modi virtually laid the foundation stones for two major hydropower projects in Shi Yomi district and a convention centre in Tawang. The Prime Minister also rolled out projects worth over 1,290 crore rupees across sectors including road connectivity, healthcare and fire safety. Addressing a public meeting at Indira Gandhi Park in Itanagar, the Prime Minister said the land of Arunachal is not only the land of the rising sun, but also a cradle of patriotism. He said, just as the first colour of the tricolour is saffron, similarly, the first colour of Arunachal is saffron. Every person here is a symbol of valour and simplicity.
बीते दशक में यहाँ टूरिस्ट की संख्या में दो गुनी वृद्धि हुई है लेकिन अरुणाचल का सामर्थ्य नेचर और कल्चर से जुड़े टूरिज्म से भी कहीं ज्यादा है आजकल दुनिया में कॉन्फ्रेंस और कंसर्ट टूरिज्म बहुत बढ़ रहा है इसलिए तवांग में बनने जा रहा आधुनिक कन्वेंशन सेंटर अरुणाचल के टूरिज्म में एक नया आयाम जोड़ेगा
Mr. Modi further said that his visit to Arunachal had become special. On the first day of Navratri, he witnessed the beautiful mountains and noted that the GST Bachat Utsav had also begun that day.
और आज से GST को भी हमने सिर्फ दो स्लैब तक सीमित कर दिया है 5% और 18% बहुत सारी चीजें अब टैक्स फ्री हो गई है बाकी सामान पर भी टैक्स बहुत कम हो गया है कोई स्कूटर बाइक खरीदना है बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं ये GST बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है
Prime Minister Modi said during the tenure of the NDA government, central ministers have visited the northeast more than 800 times and strive to go to far-reaching districts and villages. He said as a prime minister, he has come to the northeast more than 70 times. He said we regard all eight northeastern states as forms of Goddess Lakshmi. Therefore, we cannot see this region lagging in development.
भारत ने 2030 तक 500 गीगावाट बिजली गैर परंपरागत स्रोतों से पैदा करने का लक्ष्य रखा है ये लक्ष्य सोलर पावर विंड एनर्जी पानी से बिजली बनाकर पूरा किया जाएगा आज जिन दो पावर प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास किया गया है वो पावर प्रोड्यूसर के रूप में अरुणाचल की स्थिति को और मजबूत करेंगे
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released four compiled books on the speeches of Prime Minister Narendra Modi titled Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, published by the Publications Division in New Delhi this morning. He said Prime Minister Modi is an inspiration for millions across the country and abroad. The Vice President said, Mr. Modi has grown from being a representative of the common man to people's true leader.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji, who is living inspiration for millions across the country and abroad, who motivates people through his own contact to give their very best. Our Prime Minister has grown from being a representative of the common man to the true people's leader, whose determination has shown us how the impossible can be made possible.
Mr. Radhakrishnan said these books containing selected speeches from the fourth and fifth years of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's second term manifests his vision and approach to good governance in many ways. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said Prime Minister Modi has made politics a medium of serving the people. Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that under his leadership, India is implementing the world's largest food security program, providing free food grains to over 80 crore people.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has worked across a wide range of sectors to transform lifestyles. He has impacted not just one or two, but numerous sectors. And today, when the world sees that 800 million citizens receive uninterrupted rations every month, India is currently implementing the largest food security program in the world. And this is only possible when leadership transforms politics into a vehicle for service.
The IMB minister today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken a historic decision to reduce the tax slabs in GST, which will help every household in saving money. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav urged citizens to make a resolution of using Made in India products in their day-to-day life. He added that both shopkeepers and customers have expressed happiness over the decision. The next generation GST reforms come into effect from today. Under the new tax structure, GST Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5 and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. These reforms are committed to provide direct relief to the citizens by reducing tax on multiple goods and services. A report.
Under the next gen GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reduction across various sectors. In a major relief for the hospitality and tourism industry, the GST on hotel stays priced below 7,500 rupees per day has been slashed from 12% to 5%. This measure will make travel more affordable for middle-class families and travelers, while encouraging fresh investments in mid-segment hotels, homestays and guest houses. The reform also extends support to the country's art and cultural sector. In a step to benefit students and households, stationery items such as notebooks, graph books, sharpeners and pencils have been brought under the zero tax category, making them more affordable. Talking to media, a research scholar, Indu Chudan, has welcomed the new GST reforms. He said that ahead of the festive season, this move came as a gift for the common people. The reduction in the GST will reduce financial burden on common people, especially middle class, and increase their disposable income. Shivang for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened affordable housing and urban connectivity, improving the quality of life in cities across the country.
The metro is no longer just a mode of transport in India. It has become a lifeline pulsing through the heart of India's growth story, driven by ambition, innovation, and a vision of sustainable urban living. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India now proudly stands as the world's third largest metro network, reflecting its rapid strides in urban transit expansion. Inaugurating metro railway projects in Kolkata this month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi pointed out that before 2014, the country had only 250 kilometers of metro routes, while today the metro network in India has expanded to over 1,000 kilometers.
2014 se pehle desh mein sirf 250 kilometer hi metro route tha. Aaj desh mein metro route 1,000 kilometer se bhi zyada ka ho gaya hai. Ye sare kaam ease of travel ko badhane wale hain, saath hi 21vi sadi ke Bharat ko 21vi सदी के ट्रांसपोर्ट सिस्टम की भी जरूरत है।
In urban areas, the government is ensuring a life of dignity for every citizen with access to quality housing. Over the past 11 years, the government provided affordable housing in urban areas. Kamala of Vadodara in Gujarat expressed happiness over getting a house under PMAY Urban.
मैं वारसिया में रहती थी, भाड़े पे मकान पे रहती थी और मैं बहुत संघर्ष करती थी कि मुझे अपना मकान मिल जावे, लेकिन जहां भी देखने जाती थी वहां 10 लाख 12 लाख क्योंकि हम लारी चलाते थे तो इतनी कमाई थी नहीं, तो हमने फिर रेडियो में सुना आवास योजना के, तो फिर हमने फॉर्म भरा, उसमें से हमको मकान मिला, तो हमको बहुत अभी खुशी है, ये मकान में आके हम बहुत खुश है, 3 लाख में हमको ये मकान मिला है, मैं शुक्रिया अदा करती हूँ प्रधानमंत्री का.
From providing metro facilities to commuters to allotting houses to people, the government is enhancing the quality of life in urban areas and fulfilling the vision of ease of living.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. The 9-day-long Navratri festival is being celebrated across the country today. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Nav Durga. The festival will conclude with Dashera, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on Navratri in a social media post. Mr. Modi hoped that this holy festival, filled with courage, restraint and devotion of determination, will bring new strength and new faith in everyone's life. The Prime Minister said the auspicious occasion of Navratri is very special this time. He said along with the GST Savings Festival, the mantra of Swadeshi is going to get new energy during this time. On the occasion of Navratri, Prime Minister Modi also shared a soulful rendition by Pandit Jasraj. The Prime Minister urged citizens to share bhajans they have sung or have a favourite one. Mr. Modi said he will post some of them in the coming days. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will meet U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in New York today on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly session. Officials said the discussion will serve as a continuation of efforts to strengthen bilateral ties and bridge the differences that have emerged between the two countries in recent months. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning to the UK, Canada and Australia after the three countries recognized Palestinian state and accused them of rewarding terrorism. In his statement, the Israeli Prime Minister stated that there will be no Palestinian state to the west of the Jordan River. Reiterating his long-standing opposition to Palestinian statehood, Netanyahu vowed to continue expanding Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Thousands have been evacuated in the Philippines as the nation braces for a super typhoon that has been described by regional authorities as potentially catastrophic. Super typhoon Ragasa, packing 230 kilometers per hour wind gusts, is forecast to make landfall over sparsely populated northern islands today before barreling west towards southern China. In our bilingual live phone-in program Market Mantra today at 6:30 p.m. we will be discussing about next generation GST reforms which have come into effect from today. We would be joined by officials from Finance Ministry and an economic analyst. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees in Arunachal Pradesh, says Arunachal is not only the land of the rising sun, but also a cradle of patriotism. Prime Minister says Navratri festival is very special this time as it coincides with the beginning of GST Bachat Utsav. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan releases 4 books containing compiled speeches of Prime Minister Modi titled Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to hold talks with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in New York today on the sidelines of 80th United Nations General Assembly session. And with that, we end the midday news.